You're listening to the Whatcom Report, a Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce program in partnership with KGMI.
You're listening to the Whatcom Report, a Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce program in partnership with KGMI. I'm your host, Gina Stark, for the Port of Bellingham, your regional economic partner. You know, I've been driving around town lately, and I still see on businesses' windows Black Lives Matter. I think to myself, do people remember? When they read those words, what do they think? What do they feel? You know, many of the trials are over. May 25th will be the third year anniversary of George Floyd's death. I still think of the horrific treatment, and in some cases death, of our API community members during and after the COVID pandemic. Do you know, to me, one of the greatest tragedies would be to not only forget what those words mean, to become complacent when we think about these deaths and the many people that were injured and hurt, and to just say, you know, it's all been fixed. Everything's fine. We don't have to worry about it anymore. And in some cases, we have done some. We've done some amazing things. But in some cases, we still have a lot of work to do. But you guys know me. I'm about hope. And I'm about healing. And that is what this show is about today. Because we've done some amazing work in our community. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Because in our hometown, in our home community, we have two amazing women leaders, Su Ling Zhao and Christina Michelle Martin. And later they were joined by another amazing woman, Heather Flattery, who asked themselves, is everyone in our community safe to live and to thrive equally? And the answer came back to them at that time, and the answer was no. So you know what they did? They decided to build a rocket ship called the Whatcom Race Equity Commission. And you know what they did? They're making it soar. And they also asked everyone to join them on this adventure. And guess what we did? We joined them. And it's been an amazing ride. And today, it's my honor and pleasure to be joined by my wonderful friend, Su Ling Zhao, with the Checkin' Up Foundation, to give us an update on the journey of REC as it is today and the work that they will be embarking upon. Because they're going to ensure that we don't forget, that we don't become complacent, and to remind us that we have work to do. So grab a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and let's settle down for a great conversation.
Welcome to the exhilarating world of Outer Island Excursions. Right here in your backyard, you'll embark on a breathtaking journey filled with wonder and excitement. Dive into the heart of nature with our Killer Whale Tours, home of the guaranteed killer whale sightings. Our record boasts a phenomenal 98% success rate over the last decade. Imagine the thrill of seeing these majestic creatures up close in their natural habitat. Our high-speed boats, manned by trained naturalists, whisk you away on an unforgettable adventure. Perfect for all ages, our tours offer an inspiring way to spend time with your loved ones. Picture yourself surrounded by stunning views, creating unique memories with your family and friends.
Sign up now and receive a 20% discount on your next trip by using the promo code RADIO. All lowercase, that's promo code RADIO for a 20% discount on your next voyage. Visit our website, orcawatching.com. That's orcawatching.com.
Play a grand in your hand for a chance to win $1,000 every weekday. But what if you don't win? Your correct keyword entries automatically qualify you for a second chance drawing that includes a luxurious weekend getaway at Lopez Islander Resort.
Lopez Islander Resort and Marina offers views, hot tub and swimming pool, and more. Check it out at lopezfun.com.
But that's not all. For a little spending money, Nolan Roofing is throwing in a $100 Visa gift card.
Nolan's Roofing is your quality solution for residential, metal, low slope, and flat roofing. Celebrating 20 years serving Whatcom County. Call or click Nolan's Roofing to schedule your free estimate.
And just for fun, a $100 gift certificate to Rhino Sports Cards and Memorabilia in Bellingham.
Rhino Sports Card and Memorabilia in Bellingham wants to connect with you. Upgrade your collection or start collecting today. Sports cards, Pokemon, and more.
A grand in your hand, presented by Meter House of Luxury, voted best jewelry store in the Northwest on Squalicum Harbor in Bellingham.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Whatcom Report, a Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce program in partnership with KGMI. I'm your host, Gina Stark, with the Port of Bellingham, and I'm joined this morning with Sue Linzel with the Chuckanut Foundation to talk about the Whatcom Race Equity Commission, or better known as REC. So, welcome. It's so good to see you. I'm so happy to have you here with me today.
It is so good to see you, Gina.
Thank you. So, you know, I was looking at the calendar, and it's literally a month and 3 years to the anniversary of George Floyd's death. So I think it's very apropos for us to be having this conversation. Like I said, in my opening remarks, I just don't want us to forget. You know, I know we've had conversations about also that this launched the DEI movement, and we've seen, you know, that so many companies hire these DEI managers, and then we look back and how many of those positions are no longer filled, you know. So, that just breaks my heart. But I'm so excited that we have in our community REC, right? And so take us back first of you and Christina Michelle. You are sitting in a coffee shop, on the floor in your living room, like how did this come about? What was the vision and the dream of REC?
Well, it happened to be COVID, so there weren't a lot of coffee shops, right? Like,
oh,
we didn't get to,
good point.
Get to go have those kind of chillax moments in a coffee house where we sit and we have these conversations. It actually came out of Prosecutor Eric Ritchie had a listening tour in the summer of 2020. And over the course of his meetings, Christina and I were able to sit down with him alongside several of our colleagues. And we were talking about how the conversation we were having in movement organizing was around not just what was happening in the criminal justice system, but the fact that the criminal justice system is kind of that point, that inflection point of the worst day of someone's life, right? And so what are the conditions and the ways in which the environment someone is in leading up to that point that then lead to them having the worst day of their life? And so that framework is thinking along the lines of the social determinants of health and that broader conversation around, you know, what is someone's access to stable housing, to what's their exposure to adverse childhood experiences? What is their socioeconomic status? What's their access to nutrition, sidewalks, really basic things, and access to care, health care, mental health care. And in the deficit of those, how those may contribute to someone interacting with the criminal justice system. And as we were talking to Prosecutor Ritchie, we were talking about really wanting to evaluate the data and understand our systems more thoroughly so we could look at where there were places to make change and improve systems. And he mentioned that we have the Sexual and Domestic Violence Commission here in Whatcom County, in the First City of Bellingham in Whatcom County. And that entity is able to work with partners across a variety of different sectors and within local government to look at that conversation of sexual and domestic violence and how that culture permeates and then impacts systems, how patriarchy permeates and impacts systems and impacts how people are able to move through their everyday lives. And something that came out of that conversation was us just saying, oh, so there's a possibility to have community groups and community members sit alongside government partners and provide advisement to our local governments around how to address something that feels like a large cultural issue and to do it collaboratively at a systems level. And I remember turning to Prosecutor Ritchie and saying, well, can we have one of those, but for racial equity? And he said, I don't see why not. And so Christina and I were like, cool.
All right.
Well, I guess we're going to go do that. And then we were connected with the Chuckanut Health Foundation and Heather Flaherty and other partners like yourself, some of our local city council members. So we got connected to Holly Huthman and Dan Hamill at that time, and to our county council members, Barry Buchanan. And Kaylee Galloway stepped into the work and leaned into the work more, and our county executive, our mayor at that time, also were a part of that conversation. And then we had community leaders and community members stepping into that work alongside us. And so this was a really large collaborative process where the focus was how do we deeply engage the community in the conversations that need to happen, because it's often communities that are experiencing the daily implications of our laws and our policies that are closest to the solutions and closest to the kinds of changes that we can actually do, and to see what that would do for their lives, their children's lives, or their neighbors' lives. And so we led a community-owned process to develop the Whatcom Racial Equity Commission.
Yeah, that's awesome. So for our listeners, can you tell us about that community? Before I get to that, I'm getting ahead of myself because I get so excited when we talk about this. First, because I know we got this question so much, so I know you're going to love this one.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Oh, you're ready. Okay. So what do you say to folks that says, well, we don't need a race equity commission? You know, going back to my opening statement, I mean, this is Whatcom County. This is Bellingham. You know, we're the city of subdued excitement. You know, what do we need it for? What do you say to people like who say that statement?
I think that there's a few things that I think about. I think a lot about how our young people in our schools are having a vastly different experience than their parents. So Whatcom County as a whole is 85% white identifying. And in our schools, it's significantly less, right? Like mm-hmm. some of our school districts are 48% students of color. So the lunchroom looks so different than how they're going through the streets of Bellingham to go, mm-hmm. you know, go shopping or grab a donut or mm-hmm. get some ice cream at Mallard's. It's just a vastly different experience for them. Yeah. And so their experience in the classroom is going to be really unique, because our young people don't exist in a bubble, right? Mm-hmm. We are so interconnected to everyone that is around us. And so what's being experienced by students of color is directly impacting our other students as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were doing, we launched a qualitative study, so a focus group process where we were able to meet with community members. We met with a lot of students. We met with a lot of parents. We met with educators. We also met with community members, faith leaders, and so on and so forth. We met with about 120 people. And the thing that actually came up was the volume of interpersonal hate, racism, and those experiences that our students were experiencing. And it was really eye-opening, I think, for all of us to realize, you know, this conversation may have started with the criminal justice system, but in Whatcom County, our young people are all interacting with that school system. And so they are more likely to have experiences related to that. And as we were going through the data, we were seeing bullying, we were seeing genuine harm and abuses. We heard some pretty horrific stories. But then we were also hearing a lot of a desire to ensure that every single person's fullness of their being was appreciated in the community, and that they were able to give all of that to the community. Because overwhelmingly, I heard how much everyone wanted to contribute to a place where their neighbors belong as much as they belong. And that was a really beautiful thing as well.
Wow, that is awesome. And on that beautiful note, we're going to take a quick break. So go ahead and refill that coffee or that tea, and we will be right back.
Hey, I just finished my spring carpet cleaning early this year thanks to the help of Swan's Clean Care and Restoration. Amazing as always.
Really? I'd love to have Swan's Clean Care clean my carpets, but isn't it expensive?
With Swan's, it's a lot less than you think. And with their new referral program, we'll both get a nice discount. Just go to their website, then call and tell them I sent you.
Fresh, clean carpets? Swan's, here I come. Hey, what's that website?
Swanscarpetcleaning.com. But hurry, it's only happening through May 31st. First,
KGMI wants to put a grand in your hand. You could be one word away from a chance to win $1,000.
That's right. Just listen each weekday to KGMI for the keyword during the 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours.
Then go to the Grand in Your Hand contest page at mybellinghamnow.com before midnight and enter each keyword for your chance to win $1,000.
We'll have four keywords each weekday so you can increase your chances of winning by entering all four every day we play the contest.
You already listen to KGMI for the latest local news and discussion of the latest issues. Now you can win $1,000 while you do it.
A Grand in Your Hand is brought to you on KGMI by Niederhaus of Luxury, Whatcom County's newest fine jewelry store, next to Lombardi's on Bellwether Way.
A Grand in Your Hand is back on KGMI.
Get details at mybellinghamnow.com.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns, and that someone is us. We are free radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Whatcom Report, the Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce program in partnership with KGMI. And I'm your host, Gina Stark, and I am joined by Sue Ling Zhao with the Chuckanut Foundation, and we are talking about the Whatcom Race Equity Commission, better known as REC. I'm so used to saying REC that when I say it all out, I trip over myself. Boy, need some more coffee myself. So, Sue, you were just talking and recapping of, that question that we always got, like, why is REC needed? And you were just so eloquent in saying why we need it. And in your answer, you also teased out, which I felt was one of the most amazing part of this process and one of the most amazing aspect about REC was the community engagement. So can you tell us a little bit more about that and how the voices were engaged and heard? Touch quickly a little bit about why it's needed again for our listeners that are just tuning in, and then how you guys engage the community voices, because you did it in such an amazing way. It wasn't just we checked a box. Yeah, we did community engagement. We held, open forums, but you guys really actively listened and heard our community members.
I think why, let me just get back to the why. And I think you hit the nail on the head by asking the other part of your question, which is why do we need this thing? It's because the community said we needed this thing, right?
Right.
So the reason why we're engaging in doing this work is because there was a large movement of community members that were coming forward and saying, hey, I am not having the same experience as my neighbors. My children are not having the same experience as my neighbors' children. And I would love to address that as a community. And then as a community, we said, okay, let's figure this out together. And the way we figured it out together was to engage through policy development with community members in collaboration. So as we developed the establishing ordinance, so the code that allows for a racial equity commission to exist, we were working alongside 35 community members. Those 35 community members were actually pen to paper. Well, not really pen to paper because it was COVID. So like keyboard to Google Doc on the actual establishing ordinance itself. They were there writing, drafting, having deep discussion about what it would mean to write this establishing ordinance. They were reviewing other ordinances to see what other advisory groups were able to do in Whatcom County and actually outlined something that's similar but then is focused on racial equity. So a lot of the ways in which Whatcom Racial Equity Group functions, the Whatcom Racial Equity Commission functions, is that of any other advisory group, but it specializes in addressing racial equity, and it also codifies the need for continued community engagement throughout its processes. The other thing that we did was we engaged in a qualitative study. So that's what I had mentioned before. We had a focus group process where more than 120 community members were able to contribute their stories and their perspectives. And this wasn't just an echo chamber. Two of my favorite moments that I think I had in facilitating these focus groups, because I had the honor of doing so a few times, was I was sitting with social justice leaders and asking them the questions that the community members had written. And one of the folks in that group laughed at me because of how much those questions weren't pushing the envelope enough for them. Meanwhile, I had another focus group with folks who were part of a different community, but still part of our community. And they told me that this was not how their community talked about these issues. This is not how they viewed these issues, and that I was speaking a foreign language and I should learn to be bilingual in how I approach these conversations. And I think that it's really good that that happened, because you can often criticize any of these processes as it's only opt-in. It's only the community members who showed up. We were able to have two sides of the issue show up. So we were able to kind of see that spectrum of the varying perspectives and the complexity of Whatcom County come to the table. And then we did another survey that had, you know, several hundred more folks come out. We also asked the county to continue engaging with community members in their processes after the ordinance was passed. Mm-hmm. So they worked alongside a group of community members to draft an RFP, a request for qualifications and a request for proposals for the contract to engage in the launch process of this commission. So that group of community members helped develop some of the contracting processes for the county for this. And then the ordinance also required that community members sat at the table for the seating process to determine recommendations for the county executive and the mayor for them to bring forward to their councils to help kind of review anyone who had applied for the role. And then on top of that, they're also...
Wait, there's more.
There's just so much more community, right? These community members that are a part of this appointment committee that was confirmed by county council, they're also helping with the hiring process. So they designed the job description and job announcement alongside local elected officials and some of the county staff and myself that we are now engaging in, where we're looking at a key staff member to support this larger commission. But all of it's been community driven.
Yeah. And I think that's just amazing when we talk about civic engagement, right? Mm-hmm. So these ordinance weren't written by, you know, a county staffer. You know, maybe, you know, they looked at it and it made sure that it followed the guidelines, but it was not written by a county staffer. It was written by community members, you know, which I think is just an amazing, again, testament to this commission. Mm-hmm. And I want to point something else out, you know, and I get a little inside baseball because I was part of the process. So
I don't know what inside baseball means. Let me be honest. I don't follow sports particularly well, and I have no idea what that analogy means. But I kind of get what you're saying.
I get a little inside information about the process.
Awesome.
So you two things that I think I want to point out was that there were. The group, especially you as a facilitator, spoke to folks on both sides of the spectrum and everybody in between, and didn't shy away from those conversations. It wasn't about, I'm just going to go and speak to like-minded individuals. And again, I also want to point out to the listeners, and I'd love to hear, again, your comments on this, thoughts, that this is called Whatcom Race Equity Commission because you engage all the cities, Sumas, Everson, in fact, presented to the mayors of all the small cities and spoke to them. So can you kind of give our listeners your thoughts about that and how that process was?
And we did do a lot of work in different parts of the community. It was during COVID, so a lot of that was probably our biggest challenge was during the development process. But even now, we're engaging broadly across Whatcom County. I think the thing that I think most about, and that's been really kind of sitting as I'm listening to you, Gina, is I was on a call with Terrence T.J. Morris, who was a part of this, the original community group that designed the ordinance, and he's been part of the work in an ongoing way for a long time. He talking this morning, and he said, every person is a student, and every person is an educator.
Wow.
And so thinking about the work of the Whatcom Racial Equity Commission from that lens, it requires all of us to show up in conversation both as students and educators. What can we learn from one another, and what do we have the opportunity to teach when we're together? We'll find better solutions when we're willing to work together and recognize our shared humanity, our shared struggles towards really, truly prospering, right? Prospering. Yeah. The vision of the Whatcom Racial Equity Commission is that people of all races live, thrive, and belong for who they are, as they are, without fear every day. And I believe that that's, I personally believe that that's where we should be striving, right? It's not just that we are aiming for parity. We're not necessarily aiming for everyone to have the exact same thing. We're not only, we're aiming for that plus everybody having more, to find ways that we can build bigger, stronger, more thriving communities collectively. And it takes all hands in order to do that.
Wow, that's amazing. So with that, we will take a short break and we will be right back.
You know those friends who say, stop by anytime, and you're like, you don't really mean that. Well, unlike those friends, Dewey Griffin Subaru's Express Certified Subaru Tire and Service Center means it. They're open 6 days a week, including Saturdays. Stop by anytime you need an oil change or any other minor maintenance, and they'll take care of you. No appointment necessary, and you'll get a free car wash with your service. Dewey Griffin Subaru. Community-minded, community-driven, and the only Subaru Certified Tire and Service Center in Whatcom County.
PNW Perks wants to help enhance your natural beauty with a gift certificate to Cucumber Skin Lounge. Their licensed estheticians and certified medical providers believe true beauty shines brightly from being comfortable in your own skin. Backed by their expertise, they're dedicated to guiding you on that journey and helping you understand your existing beauty as the foundation, then revealing your most radiant self. Book your complimentary consultation today to rejuvenate your personal glow with Cucumber Skin Lounge. Follow on Instagram at Cucumber Skin Lounge Official to gain access to exclusive skincare tips and updates. Venture into the world of self-love and skincare at Cucumber Skin Lounge, located in Bellingham's Bakerview Square, Bellevue, Seattle, and online at cucumberskinlounge.com. That's cucumber spelled with a K. Thursday at 8 a.m., get a $200 gift certificate to Cucumber Skin Lounge for just $100 only at pnwperks.com. That's pnwperks.com. This Thursday at 8 a.m. with Cucumber Skin Lounge.
KGMI Connects with Joe Tian is about our community and you.
Everybody talks about the southern border. I live up here about 5 miles from the Canadian border.
Uh-huh. Join us each weekday at 4 p.m. for KGMI Connects.
I have picked up discarded clothing from people coming south. The Border Patrol's aware of this. I know of 7 gotaways.
On KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and MyBellinghamNow.com. We don't have the usual traffic jams that they have in the big city, but sometimes things happen to snarl everything up. Depend on KGMI to keep you cruising to your destination with KGMI traffic alerts. We'll tell you where the trouble spots are. And if you see problems on the road, give us a call at 360-676-5464 so we can spread the word. KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com. Bringing the world to Whatcom County and Northwest Washington.
Inflation. You have a piece up right now about inflation as a monster that once it's breathing, it's scary. When did that happen the last time that it was that scary? Son?
The John Batchelor Show, weekday evenings from 6 to 10.
Last time it happened, it was that scary. It started in the late 60s and really took off in the 70s.
On KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM.
Streaming live at MyBellinghamNow.com.
Hey, I just finished my spring carpet cleaning early this year thanks to the help of Swan's Clean Care and Restoration. Amazing as always.
Really? I'd love to have Swan's Clean Care clean my carpets, but isn't it expensive?
With Swan's, it's a lot less than you think. And with their new referral program, we'll both get a nice discount. Just go to their website, then call and tell them I sent you.
Fresh, clean carpets? Swan's, here I come. Hey, what's that website?
SwansCarpetCleaning.com. But hurry, it's only happening through May 31st.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Walk and Report, a Bellingham Regional Chamber program in partnership with KGMI. I'm your host, Gina Stark, for the Port of Bellingham. And I am being joined by Sue Ling Zhao with the Checking Up Foundation. And we've been talking all things rec. And we were just talking about how amazing it was that rec really, Whatcom Race Equity Commission, for those of you that are just joining us, it's really honestly created by the community for the community. And I think that that's just kind of an amazing, not kind of, it is amazing. And really it's a testament to our community, right? How we are. So Sue, got a couple things for you. So first, if you could kind of recap a little bit about that community process, and this could, this could feed into my next question. So what was your favorite part during this whole process of creating rec?
Oh, man.
That's supposed to be an easy question.
I sat here and thought to myself, what are all the things that Gina's going to ask me? And I did not anticipate the softball that was going to actually be the hardest question, right? Like, what was my favorite part of doing this work? It's probably, I love civics, participatory democracy, and government. So much. I love seeing our democracy in action, and I love seeing how community can impact our public spaces. And I feel like that's one of the nerdiest things I may have ever said in my entire life. But
No,
I definitely have said nerdier things. Now, the thing that I'm sitting with is it is the community participation, right? It is actually seeing a piece of local policy that is of, for, and by the people. Like, right. That, to see that in action is such a blessing and a gift, and to get to walk alongside community members as they're writing ordinances, as they're writing questions for a study in their own community, as we're learning from our community through that study, and as we're sharing that with our local elected officials, that is such a blessing for anyone who thoroughly believes that our democracy is made stronger the more we have our community participate in it. And I think that is the whole and most best part for me as someone who dreams of a thriving democracy and someone who's been in this county for the last 30 years. I love it here. This is my home. This is where I'm raising my family. I want to see a strong and thriving democracy in Whatcom County. And to have those moments and to share in those moments with our community is a gift.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. All right, so you know what the next question is going to be?
Nope, not a clue.
Okay.
Did you tell me already?
No.
Okay.
But since we know each other so well.
Is it about our hair care product? Because I would gladly talk about that too, Gina.
We totally could talk about that, but no. So what did you see as the most challenging or frustrating part about this process in creating the Equity Commission?
Oh, man. Challenging and frustrating.
Yeah. Or maybe just challenging.
He doesn't have to be frustrating.
I think that there's a magical thing that happens when you get to facilitate processes with community members, and that is the recognition and understanding that ultimately, if you did this alone, you wouldn't have built it the same way, right?
Yeah.
So when even if the idea came out for this commission at a picnic table in Little Squalicum Park over just a moment of conversation, and that I got to be there in that moment of conversation, that if I had not been able to walk along the side of the community, alongside community members, it probably would have been shaped differently. Mm-hmm. The way I would have shaped this in my own vacuum is different than what the community built. And I feel like there was this great and beautiful learning in the release of my own idea of what this would be. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I feel like that's a little weird because it is still like the vision and the idea and the concept of what we just flippantly asked for. I don't see why not. But like, if I did this alone, it would look so different. Right. And I don't know if it would actually be as beautiful or as magical as what the community created. And I think it probably wouldn't have been. I think that the community created something so much bigger, so much more thoughtful and intentional than I ever could have alone, because I only have my singular perspective. And as a facilitator, stepping back, learning how to step back and to support others in their leadership and in their power, in their ideas, and in bringing their ideas to fruition is a challenge. Not because it's so different from what I would have brought, but because you have to release a lot of, you have to release your idea and concept of where something should go, and you have to be able to hold the perspectives, the conversation, and honor every single other person in the process while you do it.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful balance, but it's not easy. It's just a beautiful balance. It is what it is.
Right?
Yeah. It's work.
Yeah. I think it's, I mean, that's really an amazing perspective, right? Because you have your own set vision. It's going to look exactly like this. And somebody comes along like, nope, it should be this. And you're like, whoa, wait, what?
And facilitators have so much power in a convening space, right? Yep. The person who holds the conversation has so much power. And it's so easy for someone in that role to put their hand on the scale. And it takes it takes a lot not to do so, right?
Yeah.
Like, especially if you, there's so much opportunity to exert power and to continue exerting power over community members in those spaces. And to choose not to is exactly where we needed to be in order to move this work forward.
Right. And what I think is really beautiful about that, because I've been having lots of conversations about active listening, you know, so many people, they just listen for that pause so they can respond, and they haven't really actively listened or heard what the person or the group was saying. And so I think that's why REC is so amazing, because you and the other facilitators, is that you didn't just listen to the community members, but you heard them, not only the words that they were speaking, but what they wrote when they wrote those ordinances, because you could have redlined those ordinances, right? And said, oh yeah, no, we're not using that word. No, we're not. But you guys didn't. And that is really, again, a true testament to the leaders that you are and the others in the creation of the Race Equity Commission.
Thanks, Gina.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, I don't know, something that's been, I've thought a lot about over the last, because it's now 4 years of work for me. Something that we've been thinking about this entire time is our role being to continue to champion the voice and the decisions of the community, to ensure community success through the processes and not necessarily our own, right?
Yeah.
And I think that that's an okay thing. And I think it's an okay thing to talk about. To let go of the idea of it only being, like, I consider myself a container more than I consider myself, like, the person moving all the pieces. Because the pieces are moving because the community has the power to do so and the ability and the wisdom and everything that they need in order to make something really magical happen in Whatcom County.
Wow, that's great. And with that, listeners, we're going to take one of our last breaks. So go ahead and fill that coffee and that tea, and we will be right back.
Now you can mow, dig, grade, haul, and more with the perfect solution for your property, a Branson tractor. Save your back and your wallet with one of our compact but powerful tractors here at Farmers Equipment Company. Stop by and choose from our full line of Bransons to take on your toughest tasks. With tractors from 19 to 55 horsepower, we have a Branson compact or utility tractor that is perfect for you. Want to use a rotary cutter to tame that tall brush on your property? You can do that. What about snagging a scoop from that pile of gravel to maintain your driveway free of potholes? You can do that too. Branson's 6-year warranty, along with our factory trained technicians, will make sure your new tractor is always running great. Get the tractor you want and the peace of mind you need at Farmers Equipment Company. To learn more, visit us online at farmersequip.com or stop by our locations in Linden or Burlington today. Farmers Equipment Company, serving the Pacific Northwest for over 86 years.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust. My local radio and TV stations. For the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Whatcom Report of Bellingham Regional Chamber Program in partnership with KGMI. And I've had the pleasure to be your host this morning and to have been joined by my wonderful, wonderful guest, Suling Zhao, with the Chuckanut Foundation. And we have been talking about the Whatcom Race Equity Commission. And wow, I can't believe how fast this morning has gone. So we're coming to the end of our time. And the cool thing is that the RAC is getting ready to, like, launch, right? And so tell me what's going on with RAC today, commissioners, executive director, search, all the yummy goodness.
All the yummy goodness.
That's a technical
Don't
term.
Don't mind if I do, Gina. So on April 9th, I think it was, the meeting for county council earlier this month, the Whatcom County Council voted 7-0 to confirm the recommended members for the appointed members of the Whatcom Racial Equity Commission. And I could easily rattle off 19 names right now, but I feel like for the sake of time, if folks are curious, go ahead and visit the Whatcom County Council's website and their meeting minutes. Those names are in there. It's in the agenda packets for anyone who's curious. And in our ordinance, we also wrote in that Bellingham City Council has to vote to approve. At the last City Council meeting, unfortunately, two members were absent. And so instead of approving them there, they moved the approval of those, the confirmation of members to their upcoming meeting on May 6th.
Okay.
So at the May 6th meeting, the Bellingham City Council will get to review that member slate, have discussion, and then vote on whether or not to confirm.
Yes,
because improv rules. we launched the hiring process for an executive director. And some folks have asked me, why do you need an executive director? It's because every single one of our advisory groups actually does have dedicated staff associated with it. Right? Those are the people that are taking minutes. Those are people that send calendar invites, that make sure that every public email or comment that comes from the community lands in every single participant's, every single advisory group member's inbox. These are the people that make sure recordings are up online. These are the people that if, you know, the advisory group members say, hey, I want you to research this thing so that way we can have a discussion about it, or we need to get an agenda built, or we need to go and actually work on this project associated with what we're doing or do this research or this reporting, there is always a staff member associated with that. And a lot of times it's our Whatcom County staff or our Bellingham City staff. For the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Commission, they actually have a dedicated executive director. And so we're following that model by looking for a designated full-time staff member associated with this work. And so they'll be taking, we're looking for that individual to serve as a roadmap leader.
Nice.
So this is something that we had talked a lot about, is what is the role of an executive director? The advisory group, the commission itself, is who advises Whatcom County and City of Bellingham. And they're the visionaries that can help identify potential solutions and kind of set the course for where they would like our community to be headed in terms of racial equity work in Whatcom County. But when we look at how we do the work, how do we get from point A to point B, we need someone to help us chart the course. And that's our roadmap leader. That's our executive director. So that full job posting and the job announcements available online at checkinathealthfoundation.org/apply-rec. That's WREC-team. And so if you're interested in checking that out, or if you know someone who is, you can always refer a friend or view the job description and send us any questions that you have about the process.
Cool. That's very exciting. And also, I mean, I know probably once the executive director and the commissioners get seated, this will be more solidified. But, you know, having, you know, helped create this and drive this, I mean, what loosely do you see kind of a bit of their plan going forward, you know?
Oh, man, the work going forward, a first year for any one of these groups is looking at, you know, what are our rules of procedure? How do we vote on things? How do we handle conflict in the group? What are our expectations of each other when we have these conversations? How do we engage in tension as needed without indulging drama so that way we can find better solutions together? Right. That's going to be a lot of the work of the first year, in addition to figuring out its first priorities, right? Like, what are the first areas of work? Because there's lots to do.
Right.
What are the first areas of work that we are going to engage in? And there's plenty of stuff that I could name off the top of my head that is happening at our county level. We have our charter review next year. We have our comprehensive plan. We have a new jail levy that needs that has an implementation plan. We have all of our million and one things that need to have happen. Our public health advisory board is doing work. We are looking at community health assessments. We are doing all of this all the time. And this would be a partner in some of that work. It's just a matter of prioritizing it.
Oh, so much, so much, so much. Wow. Well, Sue, thank you for being my guest this morning. I so appreciate you and appreciate all that you have done and will continue to do. So with that, listeners, we're going to take our final break and we will be right back.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Whatcom Report, a Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce program in partnership with KJMI. I've had the honor and the pleasure of being your host, Gina Stark, with the Port of Bellingham, the regional economic partner. And this morning, I was joined by Su Ling Zhao with Chuckanut Foundation to talk about the Whatcom Race Equity Commission, better known as REC. Again, Sue, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's just been a pleasure. I always love it when I am joined in the studio with wonderful friends, and you are truly a dear, dear friend. So thank you for joining me.
Thanks for letting me be here, Gina, and for letting me talk about the work and for some good laughs.
Of course. So, you know, it is hard to talk about race. It's hard to talk about equity, to talk about the things that happened with George Floyd, and remembering that so many of our community members are not treated fairly, are treated with cruelty, that our kids experience this. But as I said, we don't have to just sit with the heaviness of it, because we live in a beautiful place. And our community members, we walk around with hope. And we walk around knowing that we have leaders like Sue and Heather and Christina and so many others that says, you know what? Not in our community. We want our kids to thrive and to grow and to have good experience. And what happened to George Floyd or Breonna Taylor? Not going to happen here. No. And with our community members who built the Race Equity Commission, it's going to ensure that our kids grow up happy, healthy, and safe without fear every day. And I'm really, really proud to be a part of this community that has the Whatcom Race Equity Commission and so much more. So Whatcom, keep being proud of who you are and for just being engaged, and keep making this community one of the best in all of Washington State. And with that, stay safe, stay healthy, and until next time,